He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, September the 16th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we have a summer rally, finally. A big summer rally, as if we haven't had one already. You know, summer has not been that bad to us stock market investors. Today it's a different kind of summer, however. It's Larry Summer. He will not be the Fed chairman. He withdraws from the running. You know what? I have never liked Larry Summers. He's just a prickly kind of, obnoxious kind of person. I'm glad that he's not going to be the Fed chairman. And the market is really glad that he's not going to be the Fed chairman because he's a hawk. And he wants to raise interest rates immediately, day one. And the market didn't like that. Instead, he withdraws and we have a rally taking place. The Dow up 129 points right now to 15,505. I hope you didn't sell the Syria news. Talk about that in a minute. The S&P 500 is up almost 12. Look at this. We're just 17 cents. Not points, cents away from 1,700. We're at 1,699.83 on the S&P 500. We probably saw 1,700. I wasn't watching that closely, but we must have seen 1,700 this morning. The NASDAQ is up almost 14. It's lagging a little bit. The other two indexes, the NASDAQ is up 13 to 37.35. Gold up 980, oil down $1.62, and where's the 10-year yield? 2.79. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson from Gunderson Capital Management in beautiful downtown San Diego, California, where we have just a little touch of fog out there way over the ocean this morning, but it should clear off and should be just a lovely day in paradise again today. Well, you know what? I was looking at stock charts last evening. I thought, you know, this San Francisco-Seattle game doesn't look too good. It's over. I'm going to look at stock charts. In fact, I looked at stock charts for the most part of the day. I looked at about 1,300 different stocks yesterday. I was revising a lot of valuations on a lot of stocks. When the app updates today, and later this afternoon, you may see some new entries into the top 200 because of some revisions that I've done upwards to their earnings, to their valuations. What causes me to raise the stock's target price? Well, I take a look at the current earnings estimates. We just completed earnings season, and companies just reported their quarterly earnings. Some companies met earnings. Some companies didn't meet earnings. Some companies exceeded expectations. And then guess what the analysts do? They go back, they sharpen their pencil, or they polish off their computer, more likely than a pencil these days, and they revise their numbers upwards, downwards, keep them the same. And that feeds into my valuation formulas, which takes the earnings estimates that are out there on the street, which extrapolates them out over the next 5 years. And then I personally have to apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for that stock. And where do I choose the multiple from? Well, you know what? I've had years and years and years of experience valuing companies. I spent some time as an analyst on the street. I covered not a lot of companies. I did enough to get my feet wet, find some big winners, make some good connections with some great mutual funds up in the financial center of the West, which is San Francisco. I had a good time doing it, but it wasn't really my cup of tea. I like being a money manager a whole lot better. But it was great experience. And I learned some from some very, very good money managers. One in particular who taught me his valuation formulas, and that's the valuation formula that I stick with to this day. I use a 5-year target price. That doesn't mean I'm going to hold the stock for 5 years. That just means that I'm projecting if this company continues on its current course, and if this company can come close to what the analyst expectations are, and if the multiple that I applied is reasonable, this is what this stock could be trading at 5 years from now. You can go back and look at my book that I wrote in 2011. Many of those stocks have done really, really well since then. We'll see how close they come to their 5-year target prices in the year 2016, I guess, the results will be in. But of course, along the way, companies miss quarterly earnings or something drastic can happen at a company. And I don't continue to own companies forever, you know. I take a look at them every single day. That's why, it is important, however, to keep a longer-term perspective and not get too excited and too hot and bothered by the daily movement that these stocks make. But it is important to keep your eye on things. Who's minding the mint? I am every single day. I had one person send me an email over the weekend saying, "I don't think you're minding the mint. I think you've handed it off to assistants." What? We couldn't have produced the results that we've produced this year in 2013 if I was handing it off to assistants. If I think back on 2013, I can think of maybe 2 or 3 days that I missed the market because I was fishing or something. But even then, as soon as I got back, I was all over it. And before I left, I was all over it. Believe me, there's nobody managing the money here besides Bill Gunderson. But back to this valuation deal. Okay, so anyways, I'm doing my valuations and I got through about a third of my database. I like to do it every week after the quarterly earnings end. Then I try to freshen up my valuations. Of course, I do it on a daily basis too on a lot of individual stocks, but in mass, I just make sure and tweak them a little bit. And there were several stocks that had massive upgrades to their earnings. And so they're going to start showing up. Tomorrow's app should be real interesting. I don't expect a lot of big changes, but I expect some new stocks to trickle in to my top 25, top 50, top 100 stocks that are on the move right now. And one such stock yesterday was Boise Cascade, BZ. I said, "You know what? I've looked at a lot of charts today. Boise Cascade is one of the best-looking charts in this entire market. When I get to work tomorrow, when I'm finished with my radio show, that's number one on my list of stocks to consider purchasing for my aggressive growth accounts." I already own two other stocks in this same category. I own Packaging Corp of America, and I own Rock 10. Well, this morning, Boise Cascade is combining with Packaging Corp of America into one big packaging corp, and those stocks are rocking higher. Rock 10 is rocketing higher. It just goes to show you a couple of things. Best stocks now can come in all sizes of packages, right? Big packages, meaning mega cap stocks like Mastercard. They can come in medium-sized packages like a Pharmacyclics, etc. They can come in little packages like Packaging Corp of America or Rock 10. They can be technology stocks. They can be paper and packaging stocks. I have a client who owns a big packaging company. We talk packaging. I said, "What is up with these packaging stocks?" Sometimes I just don't ask questions. I see the earnings estimates. I see the stocks rocking higher. I see the stocks in my top 200. I don't care what they do for a living, really, as long as it's moral, right, and legal. And I consider them for either my aggressive growth account, my conservative growth account, or my income account, all of which are doing very well in 2013. Valuations, very important on companies. Like I say, I updated a lot of valuations yesterday on a lot of stocks. Oh, maybe, I don't know, 100 or 200. The rest of them were cool. I looked at it. I said, oh, I'm still happy with that valuation. But there were some revisions upwards. There were some revisions downwards. I've got a third of the way through my database. By the end of the week, I hope to be all the way through it, have it all fresh and current. And you're going to see, like I say, some very interesting things happening in the app over the next couple days. Of some of these stocks that have revisions upwards to their target prices, they're going to start showing up in a little neighborhood called Best Stocks Now. This is Bill Gunderson. Where are those neighborhoods? We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Radio Hour. Well, early in the week, I like to take a look at the big picture, because the big picture determines how we're going to handle all those little pictures in the market, where we're going to have our money, what is going to be our mix between stocks and bonds, how much should we have in foreign stocks versus domestic stocks, what sectors of the market continue to lead this market, or is there a shakeup, is there sector rotation taking place? Well, let's begin with the big picture. First of all, I'd like to say I'm happy that the Dow finally booted out three duds. I mean three duds. Why has Alcoa been in the Dow for the last 54 years? Now, I can understand maybe 40 years ago, 30 years ago, but for the last 10 years, that stock's been going down by 10% per year. What? Where would the Dow be if we had a best stock now, large cap company, symbolic of our economy, instead of Alcoa? You know, that's a big mistake. I'm glad Dow Jones isn't managing my money. Sounds like they pick stocks like a lot of individual people do, by picking big, recognizable names, never looking underneath the surface, never popping the lid on that can of Alcoa and looking inside at the performance numbers, which have been terrible over the years, as have the performance at Hewlett-Packard. Terrible! What took so long to get Hewlett-Packard out of the Dow Jones Industrial Average? I know it was once a great company, but so was Sears Roebuck, right? Okay, you get my point. Let's keep the Dow a little bit fresher, guys. I'm happy to see Visa added, which is a stock that I own, which is a stock that I can currently consider best stocks now. Maybe they finally got my app up and running over at Dow Jones. I don't know, but they've added a few vibrant ones into the mix and got rid of Alcoa and Hewlett-Packard and Bank of America. Bank of America would not be around today were it not for the U.S. taxpayer. That's the truth. It would not be around. It would have gone the way of Lehman Brothers. Why is it around today? Because it was too big to fail. When you hear this terminology, oh, too big to fail, we can't let this fail. Well, you're talking Bank of America there. You're talking Citigroup. They were too big to fail. Merrill Lynch was too big to fail. So let's take Bank of America and combine them with Merrill Lynch, and now you got a stock that's really too big to fail. And it finally got kicked out of the Dow. And we got some lively members in there. We've got Goldman Sachs. We got Visa. And what's the third one? I got to think for a minute. But they're all better than what was kicked out. So I'm happy. And I think we'll see some better performance out of the Dow Jones Industrial Average going forward. Okay, now, what about the Dow? Has any of you looked at a chart of the Dow Jones Industrial Average lately? Do you know where it's at? Do you know where the five-year trend is at? Do you know where the three-year trend is at? Do you know where the one-year trend is at? Do you know where the last 6 months are at? Well, let's take a look, because that's how I started my newsletter over the weekend, and that's how I'm going to start my show today, the big picture. I mentioned that the Dow Jones Industrial Average is kind of in a sideways pattern, which it's been in since May. It's just kind of been trending sideways. You know, these big old Dow stocks, they depend on a vibrant economy. They can't really carve out little niches. They depend on an overall global economy that's bustling, and it's not right now. For that reason, I do not own very many large cap stocks this year, which the Dow represents. The action's been in the small and mid cap stocks. And you can see just a huge difference between the performance of the Dow. Just look at a chart of the Dow and look at a chart of the NASDAQ. And you'll see what I'm talking about. The NASDAQ is much more representative of what's taking place in the market today and what's been taking place in the market since the beginning of the year. If you've been planted in large cap blue chip stocks, you're underperforming the market this year. Instead, if you've been in the small cap 600, the mid cap 400, or stocks thereof, or in the NASDAQ, you've been doing much better. You've been in the right neighborhoods of the market. I had one person send me an email over the weekend. They've got their account with an asset allocator. Their account is down 2% so far this year. Down 2%. This person started taking my newsletter, started changing his portfolio over to some of my stuff in the last month. He's up 8%. He made more in 1 month and Lord knows how long with his asset allocator. Asset allocation is a recipe for mediocrity. I say it time and time again. I mentioned over the weekend that the Dow is kind of forming a head and shoulders top. Not a big one, but a little one here. Doesn't mean that it will follow through. But I said, we need to keep our eye on this just in case because there's a neckline. There's a support level at 14,800 that we would not want to see violated. And, of course, with the Dow at 15,500 today, we are 700 points above that neckline. So we're still in okay shape with the Dow. But my money is not parked in the Dow this year. Boy, I can remember 2 years ago, all the action was in the Dow, which is indicative of how stocks, how the cycles change in the market. All right, now let's take a look at the NASDAQ. Let's just give the Dow a B grade right now. It's not roaring. It's not rolling over. It's not in danger. Yeah, give it a B grade. Now let's take a look at the NASDAQ, which is more representative of where the market is this year. What's happening in the market? Last year was a terrible year for aggressive growth stocks. That election kind of put a big question mark above the market, and debt ceilings and all kinds of craziness in 2012 caused the aggressive markets to be fairly volatile and very difficult to make any money in. This year's a different story. It's all about that. Once we got that big question mark out of the way, once the Fed said we're going to stick with this monetary easing policy, small, mid-cap technology stocks have continued to lead the market. And as I look at a chart of the NASDAQ, it could not look any better. I give it an A right now. The NASDAQ continues to roar. Now let's step back and look at even a bigger picture. On 2009 March, the S&P hit 666. Today, the S&P is at 1,700. It's never looked back. The 4.5-year-old bull market is still intact. Had you reacted to every single headline that came along that made you chew your fingernails, that made you wake up in cold sweats at night, that made your left eye twitch at lunchtime, and reacted to those and got in and got out and got in and got out, you think that you would have experienced the great run that this market has had from 666 to 1700? But along the way, yeah, there's been a lot to fret about, but you've had to step back and say, is this the killer to this bull? I haven't seen the killer to the bull yet. I've been fully invested for 4.5 years. Have you? Eventually, it will end. Will you be able to recognize the signs? Well, you might want to keep listening here to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see 3 model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where I strive as hard as I can to keep you in the right areas of the market, to keep you from jumping off a bridge or a cliff when things get a little dicey in the market. We had diciness in the market 3 weeks ago when it all ganged up on the market at once, the debt ceiling. And we had, of course, Fed tapering. And then we had Syria rattling, all kinds of saber rattling from all the players in Ezekiel. Well, that's craziness in the world. Wow, what's going on here? And that all teamed up on the market and caused some nervousness. Did I panic and run for the sidelines? No, I had a few people suggest that I should, but I didn't. I stayed invested because the facts, just the facts, ma'am, were telling me that the market was still in good shape, all right? It was still on offense, and we are still on offense. Being in the right areas of the market, however, is critical. I think just one fact can make more of a difference to your portfolio than any other fact, and that is having your mix between stocks and bonds right. Just that one simple mix. Should it be 50-50 right now? 50% stocks, 50% bonds. Maybe you should be all in bonds right now with all this craziness in the world. Maybe you should be 60-40. Maybe you should base it on your age. I'm 72 years old. Academics tell me I should have 72% of my assets in bond market. Or here's the craziest notion of all. Maybe you should have 100% of your portfolio in stocks right now. Oh, you say, this guy's crazy. I'm flipping the channel. I'm going to listen to sports talk. Talk about Russell Wilson last night shredding the San Francisco 49ers. Well, you know what? I'm 100% in stocks this year. I have zero exposure to the bond market. I have no desire to have any exposure to the bond market whatsoever because we're in a rising interest rate environment. The bull market in bonds ended about a year and a half ago. That's when I sent out dire warnings to anybody who would listen. You know, I was looking at my fishing reports. September is the month in San Diego, September and October for fishing. I got out Saturday, put in about 60 miles on the ocean, saw some huge, the gray whales are returning right now up north. They're headed back to British Columbia and Alaska and wherever. We saw schools of porpoise, and we never caught a fish. We put a lot of miles. We just weren't in the right area. I did not do my homework before I left. It was kind of a last-minute thing to get out there on the water. It was the most gorgeous day on the ocean that I've experienced all year long. Where was I headed with this? Anyways, asset classes. Having your asset classes right is absolutely important. I have 100% in the stock market right now. And I sent, the dire warning. So last night I was reading the fishing reports, and I read like Tuesday or Wednesday, there's a small craft advisory up. That means they're expecting a storm at sea. This was actually up a little bit north of San Diego off the Channel Islands. That's a warning to fishermen, to sailors, to anybody who will listen to not go out on the water that day. Now you can ignore that warning and you can head out on the water, but you may not come back. You know, you may never be found again. I put up a small craft warning, not a small craft warning, the most dire of all warnings I could possibly put up about the bond market. And sure enough, the bond market tanked and people took big, big losses in their bond portfolios. Why do I want to have 70% of my assets in bonds? Because academic research tells me so. Look, I'm an academic. I went to college and high school and junior high and elementary school, and I've been in the real world of investing for the last 20 years. Academic research, phooey. There's no way I'm going to have any exposure to the bond market. So just getting that right makes a big difference, okay? Listen to this email. Dear Bill, I started listening to your show at 6 a.m. every morning on KDAL. Well, that's our San Francisco station. I come on at 6 a.m. up there. I don't know who's got the 7 a.m. slot, but I hope he's good. I hope he does a better show than I am. Whatever, you know, hey. Back in late July, I liked what I heard. I decided to move my IRA out of the hands of my favorite asset allocation financial advisor. Now, that could be any number of people because 60-70% of the people in my business are asset allocation financial managers because that makes their life a whole lot easier, you see. They only have to look at your account once a year. Maybe they tweak it a few times here and there. And I started following your suggestions. The account was down 2%. 10% for the year in this incredibly strong bull market. Okay, so his account with the asset allocator was down 2% as of July. The market's up what? 16? The NASDAQ's up 21? He's down 2%. But I'll bet if he called his asset allocator guy, he would say, well, you know, this is academic research shows that this is what we should be doing here. I moved my account into Scottrade. I carefully as I could, started moving to cash into aggressive growth equities that were ranked high. I only used 3-5% of the balance for each stock. After 1 month, I'm up 7%. 2 days ago, my account was up 8% in less than 1 month. I do not know if this trend will continue. Well, you know what? You got to monitor that. This trend will change at some point in time, and you better change with it. That's why you want to get the newsletter and stay listening and everything. And he's a very happy camper getting out of his asset allocation model. Okay? Having said that, what is my current recommendation on asset allocation? Well, I just go to the app. I rank 45 asset classes on a weekly basis, on a daily basis. The number one asset class in the entire market right now is actually international small cap dividend. It's risen up to number one. We featured this thing about 2 or 3 weeks ago in the newsletter, and I even showed what the members of it are. I may buy a little bit of this thing. It's just a small cap rally all over the place. Number two, small cap growth. All right, we still have this trend in place. Number three, the NASDAQ 100. Number four, the micro cap index. Number five, small cap value. Number six, mid cap growth. Number seven, mid cap value. And number eight, small cap dividend. That's the top eight out of the 45 asset classes that I monitor. There's not one that is fixed income related. There is not one that is interest rate sensitive related. There's not one that's commodity related. There's not one that is emerging markets. It's all about, other than the International Small Cap Dividend Index, it's all about number one, it's all about stocks. Nothing about bonds. And as you look at stocks, domestic definitely holds sway here in 2013. And small, mid, and micro cap stocks are still the leaders in the market. They've been there for almost a year. That continues to be the place to pull out the big money in the market. Okay, so let's just go back and look at the big picture once again. What should be your current stock bond mix? Look at your portfolio. I don't know who's managing your portfolio. Look at your 401k at work. How much exposure do you have to the bond market? For the last year and a half, you shouldn't have had any exposure to the bond market. You say, but I still do. What should I do now? Well, I think we're still in a rising interest rate environment. I think we're in a bear market in bonds, and I think it could last for several years. So that's what I think you should do about your bond holdings now. You should move on, you should lick your wounds, and you should handle the market in the right way by being in the best asset classes now, not in the worst asset classes now. And when things change, you need active management along the way. You don't need passive asset allocation management that sits down with you once a year and asks how the grandkids are and tweaks your portfolio a little bit once a year. I don't believe in that at all. Heck, if I did that, I'd be out fishing every day if I could be, or doing something, you know, other than, but I love what I do. I would hate to manage an account once a year. I don't think it's in the client's best interest. And here's living proof. Here's an email from a guy who's down 2% year to date. That's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. I'm not a believer in asset allocation. And I'm going to keep pounding the drum on this subject until people get it through their thick heads. My mom used to say that all the time. I'm going to get this through your thick head. I must have a thick head. I think I do. I tend to be just a little bit stubborn, a little bit opinionated. But you know what? I got to get it through investors' thick heads. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks.
bonds, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered quite a bit of ground here so far. In the first quarter of the show, we talked about how I value stocks, how I put five-year target prices on stocks. And I talked a little bit about the formula I use and where the formula came from, and how over the weekend I went through the first third of my database, which is about 1,200 stocks, and checked all the valuations and updated quite a few after this quarterly earnings season has now come to an end. And I think you're going to see some big surprises tomorrow when this evening when the app updates. You may see some new top 25 stocks, some top 50, some top 100 stocks to look at, because I gave them some pretty major revisions upwards to their five-year target prices. Why? Because their earnings estimates have gone higher. And that's one of the components of the formula, one of the major components of the formula that I use in valuing stocks. And if you missed the first segment of the show, well, we archive these shows every day to my website, pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. We also put them on YouTube. We're filming them now. You can subscribe to that YouTube channel. It's free. Or they're on the app. Every one of these segments, lessons, examples that I do, we record on the app. All right. Then we talked about the 4.5-year-old bull market. Again, the S&P was at 666 in March of 2009. And here we are in September of 2013, and we're at 1,700. I've been fully invested the entire way. That's pretty good market timing. There's been a lot of nervousness. There's been a lot of threats to the market along the way, but there's never been anything that has put the nail in the coffin of the current 4.5-year-old bull. And at some point in time, there will be something that causes this whole primary downtrend to shift direction from up to down. Probably we'll get some sideways first, and then it will start to roll over. And the asset classes will start to flutter around, and there will be a change at the top of the leaderboard. And no longer will small and mid-cap domestic stocks and technology stocks lead the way. The market will get much more defensive. And as it gets uglier, which it will at some point in time, who knows if it's next week, next month, next year, you can't just sit in your asset allocation. You can't just sit 100% in small cap aggressive stocks. You take advantage of them and you ride them for all they're worth while they're working. But you always have your eyeballs in the rear view mirror. Always. And I'll be going through every one of my holdings. I don't have any assistants that do it for me. I wish I did. I could go fishing. There's the boat. Let's go get on the boat. Let's go catch some fish today. Whee! Everybody's good. They're in a nest. Nope. I'm here every single day babysitting this stuff. The 4.5-year bull market is still intact. And it's still the same asset classes. You can listen to me or you can say, this guy is full of phooey. There's no way a person should have 100% of their assets in the stock market. Well, what do you say to the guy who sent me an email and says, Bill, I'm in an asset allocation. I'm down 2% year to date. I say, that's phooey. That's what phooey is. Now, there may be a time in the future when the bond market is a favorable place to be. And when that time comes, I'll let you know. But that time is not here right now. We continue to be in a bear market in bonds. And we continue to be in a bull market in stocks. somehow people look at the bond market differently. They don't think the bond market ever has a bear market. Baloney. Take a look at what happened to your bond portfolio between March and today. Take a look at your March statement or your April. April was about the peak and where it is today. And you tell me that there's no bear markets in the bond market. And as we project out forwardly, where's the best environment? Where's the best weather? Where's the best climate right now? It continues to be in equities. It continues to be ownership of companies instead of lending companies money in a world that is awash in debt, in red ink. Why do I want to get involved in that cesspool? Whew. Anyways, your asset allocation makes all the difference in the world. I continue to recommend a 100% stock mix and 0% in the bond market. I know I'm a radical. I'm a rebel. But who's making money for you? Lastly, let's take a look at the sectors of the market. One more very important thing. Because even if you agree with me that the stock market should be the major asset in your asset allocation these days, there's still a lot of sectors in the market. There's aerospace, there's banks, there's financials, there's industrials, there's healthcare, there's medical, there's technology. And on and on and on. The number one sector in the market continues to be the internet sector. Number two, the biotech sector. Number three is the global shipping index, which has snuck in there recently. We featured it in the newsletter last week. Number four, this is the aerospace index. Number five, global gaming. That's kind of a weird one, but the gaming stocks are on fire right now. Take a look at Wynn. Take a look at Caesars, take a look at multimedia games, doing well. The pharmaceutical sector continues to be in the top eight. Consumer discretionary and healthcare. Very few changes. I continue to be heavily focused in pharmaceuticals, biotech, technology, and retail. That's where the action is until further notice. Now, one last thing, and then we'll close this show. The stock market is up on the year, 16-17%? The bond market is down 14.5%. That's the 20-year treasuries, the long bond. Where would you rather have your money right now? That's why an asset allocation model in my book is a recipe for mediocrity. I believe in strategic asset allocation. One last thing. This has been a great year for aggressive growth stocks. As of Friday, my aggressive growth portfolio was up 31.1% before expenses and 29.49% after expenses. I currently own 25 stocks in that portfolio. I added one last week and I sold one last week. What's in it? Take a look. My website, pwstreet.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.